The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Lone Star Shootout, presented by 811, Pac-12 SEC and Big 12 SEC Showdown, Saturday, December 17th at the Toyota Center. Texas A&M takes on Arizona at 11 a.m. Texas takes on Arkansas at 1:30. Tickets are going fast, and they start at just $20. Which includes both games. So for $20, you can go see both games or check out the Fuddruckers Family Pack. Four tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks, and four coupons for a free Fuddruckers sandwich for just $99. All tickets for sale at HoustonToyotaCenter.com or via phone 866-4-H-O-U-T-I-X. That's 866-466-8849. Arizona number 11 in the country, Texas A&M fresh off an exciting Sweet 16 run last season. And UT and Arkansas renewing an old Southwest Conference rivalry. College basketball fans in Houston will be treated to a holiday feast when A&M battles Arizona and Texas plays Arkansas in a nationally televised doubleheader. Arizona, A&M, and Texas all played in last season's NCAA tournament, while Arkansas predicted to contend with A&M for the Southeastern Conference title in 2017. That is the Lone Star Shootout.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The reports were out this morning, which was the same things I was hearing yesterday, that Lane Kiffin was going to be announced today or tomorrow.
News gets leaked before organizations want it out there because organizations like to be the ones that break their own news.
Right. I think the holdup is they hadn't had a chance to talk to the other two guys yet. There's more people that have to approve it. Been doing the search, and this has happened a lot of times where then it gets to somebody a little higher up, and they're like, oh, wait a minute. Do we really want a poonhound like this on campus? Guess what Brock Osweiler has to say about Sunday's game? This game Sunday afternoon in Indianapolis, this is the biggest game of our season. I'm viewing our season right now as a one-game season, and it's a one game that we must win.
You feel confident?
In the Colts, yeah. I got a bad feeling it's going to be ugly.
The Texans' defense, it's been getting rougher and rougher. Injuries are piling up. The last thing you want to see is T.Y. Hilton running around. I don't know. I don't know how you could feel good about this game.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. All available on podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff. Not just that. We've been all over the place today. And would also mention, because a couple people were asking for, so they can't listen tomorrow, need NFL picks. You can always go check us out at Podcast Arena tomorrow. The 5 o'clock, top of the 5 o'clock hours when we do our NFL picks. So they're always there, same time every week. So if you can't listen tomorrow, there you go. As for tonight's game, I'm seeing three again on my bookie. I like the Chiefs at three, at minus three.
I think I'm just looking at the under. I think that's going to be my go-to on this one tonight. I don't think I need to. I've seen that number go 3.5, 3, 2.5. I think it's right around there.
It's right where it should be. I think these teams are pretty equal, and Kansas City should get 3 points for home field, although I think their home field's worth a little bit more than three.
I do, too.
So I think the number's where it should be. I mean, I'm not gonna unload my account on it, but I will.
No.
I'll play it small. Plus, I want to watch the game. It'll give me another rooting interest.
There you go.
What number are you seeing for the under?
42.5 is what I had earlier. Yeah. That now.
Ordinarily, I would say that feels low, but I think for a Thursday night, that's...
Thursday night unders are the money.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
They have been in this year, at least, and last year. I mean, because Thursday night football is just... That's part of the deal. When you play early, your team is not as sharp.
I'm seeing 46 on my bookie.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah.
Let me check my number again.
Yeah, you might be able to do better than that.
I hadn't even looked at it since this morning. So, what do we got here? Foosball. Oh yeah, 46 now.
There you go.
That's a definite play then.
Hey, I have
You have three for the Raiders.
Yeah. All right. Chiefs minus three.
Chiefs minus three. Yeah. It's 3.5 here. So okay. If you like the Chiefs, you're on the right spot.
I have an OJ Simpson update for you.
Okay. And Daddy Juice.
Daddy Juice is
Daddy Juice
no longer being called Daddy Juice apparently. And Jong, you're gonna feel better about yourself when you hear this. OJ Simpson's nickname in prison now? Stinky. Because you know what he's always doing?
Well, I like farts.
No, it's more than that.
I like farts.
That's not good enough.
I like long farts, short farts, wet farts, your farts.
He's jonging himself. He's pooing himself and he's peeing himself. The inmates have called him Stinky and said he's incontinent. He bleeps on himself. I've been with him on several occasions where he's had these incidents. And it seems the guards aren't really doing him any favor. He's been getting bitched at for them for not getting special treatment. But, yeah, he's peeing and pooping on himself.
Poor Daddy Juice. What's he come
to? It's a long fall, man, from, you know, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL career,
yeah,
Norberg,
yep,
getting away with murder,
yeah,
and now you're jogging yourself.
I know what to do when I'm about to poo.
Apparently he doesn't know. It's the problem.
It's funny how this little girl knows what to do when she's got to poop, but Jong doesn't. Jong, you sit and wait until the poop comes down.
Yeah. Exactly. That's how it works. Oh, well. That's Stinky. All right. 713-780-ESPN. Did you see... This is one of my favorite videos of the week. Unfortunately, you just kind of see it out of the corner. But there was an MMA fight in Florida where the guy was convinced he won. He's already got his arms up before the decision. Apparently, the decision does not go his way. And he turns around angrily to throw the air punch. There was a ring girl behind him.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, you just see him hit the ring girl. But then the camera goes back and focuses on the guy who actually won, who was just as surprised at the decision went his way.
Oh, boy.
So I don't have any details on how bad she was hurt. But if you like to see people get punched accidentally, it was at Titan Fighting. I don't know how big Titan is, but Andrew the Beast Whitney was the fighter.
Oh, boy. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
You go from that bad feeling of I just lost a fight to the bad feeling of
I just crushed her.
I just knocked a girl out.
Brutal. 713-780 ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And Mont says, don't forget OJ also ran through airports in Hertz commercials. That was a big noise. Yeah. How long before we don't even pay attention to OJ anymore? I mean, he's kind of becoming...
Once he dies. I mean, OJ he's forever.
I guess.
I mean, it's not like we're just going to forget that OJ exists. OJ is always going to be... He's one of those guys now who... I mean, he'll be infamous forever. It's like Charles Manson. No one will stop talking about Charles Manson when he finally dies. And even then, people will still talk about him. People will still talk about OJ.
Manson's never going to die. That guy's going to live to 170.
He's got to die eventually.
He'll get parole finally at like 130, you watch.
I kind of doubt that.
The other story that was kind of one of the contenders for Gym of the Day. Apparently in New Zealand, and I think this is kind of a bad arrangement anyway, but a woman and her boyfriend were sharing a house with another couple. It wasn't one of those swap things. Okay. It was just
they just live together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird, but okay.
Yeah, it's New Zealand.
Yeah, so okay.
It's probably
it's a little backwards there.
But they kept noticing that in their part, in their room, they kept coming home and stuff was being moved around. And So they decided, you know what, we're going to put a camera in here and see if these people are messing with our stuff. And you know, first they did something like put a shoe behind the door to see if they had actually came in and gotten their stuff. And so that once they did that, they decided, all right, we're going to go and get a camera. Well, the camera showed the other girl putting on her makeup and beauty products, coming into her room and getting her makeup and beauty products.
Okay.
But the kicker is,
what's the rules on that? Is it the same as like the fridge? If you leave something in the fridge,
You don't go into somebody else's room and use it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, that's. I mean, if somebody tells you it's okay, fine.
You know, when I was single, I lived like my buddy and I that moved down from Nashville to Austin together.
Yeah.
He was married, and I lived with them. I lived with a married couple, but.
You wouldn't go into their room, though, and use their crap, right?
Go in there and use his toothbrush? No.
Well, that's you wouldn't do this. I can almost be assured. The man went in, got the other woman's toothbrush, and got caught on camera rubbing it on his genitals.
Oh, why? What do you get from that?
I don't know.
What do you gain?
Well, they did confront them. Of course.
Negative. It's not my genitals.
It's not my genitals.
Well, they confronted the other couple, and the guy said he had a toothbrush fetish. Needless to say, they moved. Good for them.
That's the end of the relationship,
They were out the next day. But, all right, who does that? I mean, I'm creeped out enough that people are going in your room and using your stuff.
Ugh.
So, then you go take a tooth. Is that a thing?
It's not a thing for me.
I'm just asking. I'm sure somebody out there can answer it for me, but I've never heard of that. I've never heard of toothbrushing.
No. That's vile.
And somebody else's, too. That's just...
I mean, what are you going to do? Your own? That'd be even worse, I feel
like.
Well,
if you were going to do that, don't you think you'd have your own toothbrush that you just use for that you don't put in your mouth?
I think what he's saying with the toothbrush fetish is he likes the idea of someone using a toothbrush that's been on his balls.
Maybe.
Like, I can't imagine that he wants to have sex with toothbrushes. Otherwise, he'd have, like, a special toothbrush that was just his for that purpose.
Yeah. Well, that's what
maybe
you like the way it feels. I don't know. It's not something I've ever done, not something I've ever been interested in doing, but.
It's not for you.
No, I use a toothbrush to brush my teeth.
That's what I usually use it for, too.
People are telling me it's called bristling. Really?
If there's a thing.
Is that really a thing?
I don't need to know about it.
Oh, I am never letting my toothbrush out of my sight ever again.
I can't trust anyone anymore.
God, what a weird world we live in.
It is.
Well.
If you want to get that toothbrush cleaned?
I don't know. You just throw toothbrushes away, John. That's what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
But anything else you need to get cleaned, dirt-free, these are the guys to go with. It's the holiday season. You want to clean your carpets. You want to clean your sofa, your upholstered dining room chairs, your floors. Call Dirt Free Carpet Clean, 281 Dirt Free, and go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. It's not the case with Dirt Free. Give them a call, 281 Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free right now, 281 Dirt Free. Tell me you heard about it right here. And they'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Yeah. You want to do it for California?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, because I'll forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Bitches. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. I think I figured out if I just sit just like this and don't move the rest of the show, I'll be fine.
I think you should wrestle someone.
So as long as I don't turn my head, as long as I don't lift my arms, I'm fine. Did I hear that Mike and Mike thing right? That the Warriors are ruining basketball?
I didn't hear that.
Is that what they said? Because I admit, I don't pay attention.
Yeah, that's what they said. But they said it's hard to hate the Warriors when you like each individual player on that team is very likable.
Well, see, I don't find the players likable, but I love watching them play. I don't think it's ruining basketball at all. Did I miss something? Did they not lose in the finals last year?
Yeah.
Just checking. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. If you watch the Warriors, like let's say you're not a fan of a team and you have to watch an NBA team play, it's the Warriors, right? Like if you don't have a favorite team, you just want to watch a fun basketball game.
I have Kevin Durant on my fantasy team, so definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, did you see that pass, like the baseball pass that the guy caught and basically alley-ooped straight off the baseball pad?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fun. They're fun to watch. I don't know how that's ruining basketball.
No way.
Well, you know what ruins basketball? The 76ers.
That ruins basketball. Yeah. I mean, come on. You want to see the Phoenix Suns. That's ruining basketball. Get out of here with that. I mean, there's some really, really bad teams in the NBA. That's who you should blame.
Yeah.
The Sacramento Kings are ruining basketball, not the Warriors. And, the Warriors are making that game interesting. And, I mean, was there ever an NBA Finals that was more intriguing to average basketball fan than last year's?
I'd have to think about that.
It's tough to come up with one, right?
Recently, I think when the Celtics and Lakers were Bird and Magic,
yeah,
that was
then.
Much more compelling. But
Celtics, Lakers with Kobe and the three,
yeah,
Garnett.
I don't even think that. I mean, because you're talking about a team that just set the record for they were the best team ever going up against a guy that a lot of people want to eventually anoint as the best player ever. And they come back from 3-1. I mean, that's the best drama you can get. That's the best you can get. If Golden State was just a bunch of schlubs, you wouldn't get that. It wouldn't be exciting. It was fun watching LeBron James try to take on the best team that's ever been, the best team that's ever played in a season. I loved it.
I think the only gripe that I had with that series was that none of those games were really close until the end.
Yeah,
the games themselves were not, but the matchup.
But game to game, I mean, it was like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Well, I was just kind of surprised to hear that. I respect those guys, but that just kind of seems silly to me.
Aren't they Bulls fans?
Greeny is. I don't know what Golic is.
There you go.
Greeny's a Bulls fan?
At least so. He's a Chicago guy.
Because he covered him for years when he was in Chicago.
Oh, I think he was because he's from New York. I figured he'd be like a Knicks or a.
I'm pretty sure he's a big Bulls fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they are. They're both all Chicago all the time.
Andy said, will not Google bristling. The texter was making that up. There's not. I think it'd be a great name for something like that. So, I have kind of an interesting list for you if you're interested in quarterbacks.
Okay.
USA Today decided to rank the top 20 quarterbacks of all time, and they went through and they ranked them by the following things: longevity,
okay,
team success, stats, talent, and how they did in the playoffs. And then, 1 to 10.
Okay.
And then came up with a grade, basically, an average grade.
So they've used numbers to get us to this list.
Yes. And from what I'm seeing so far, not too bad. Before we get to this, because it's going to take a minute, let's get Corey's call because he's got something on Mike and Mike's comments. So maybe he can clarify it for me. What's up, man?
Sports, guys. What's going on?
Sports.
Hey, I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning, and I completely disagree with their take on everything. How do you hate somebody for being so good that they're almost running over everybody in the league? Like, my great-grandmother, who was dead, could take Greeny in a fight. That is some PC bullcrap from somebody that gives participation trophies to kids that lose.
Yeah.
Like, how do you hate somebody for being good?
I don't get it.
Root against them, then. Root against them, but they're not ruining the sport. They've elevated the sport.
I mean, that's what I would say. I would argue, have the Patriots ruined football?
No.
No.
And part of the fun is rooting against them to see if they'll lose. Homedude said, who wants to watch a team blow another team out by 30 like last night? You know, well, then
How Guess about what? Then the other teams are the ones ruining
well,
it.
Well, here's the problem. That's half the games in the NBA.
Yeah.
Guess who got blown out by 30 last night also? The Lakers, by the Rockets. I mean, that's very common in the NBA because these regular season games are pretty meaningless.
Ron says they were selling that you have to wait for the good basketball in the finals because they're blowing everybody out now. Welcome to regular season NBA.
Yeah.
That's stupid and pointless.
It's that every year. That's nothing new.
I retweeted something last night that I thought was really spot on. It said, can we just forgo the NBA regular season and have a season-long playoff between the Cavs, Warriors, Clippers, and Spurs? And I feel like everybody would be okay with that, unless you're a fan of a certain team and you falsely believe that your team has a chance to win a title, because if it's not one of those four, they don't. I've always hated NBA regular season. It's not
boring.
Fun to watch.
It's boring. And you know what's fun to watch is when a team like the Rockets goes into Oakland and beats them. That's a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
And when somebody goes and plays at a high level to beat them, that's fun. When the Spurs beat them on opening night, that's fun. And you're not getting and the thing is, it makes those games more meaningful because they've got three losses. So three times we've seen them lose.
The NBA is like Major League Baseball. There's way too much regular season, and it only really is enjoyable come playoff time. It really is. Yeah. I mean, and I watch a lot of regular season NBA, way more than I watch baseball, but it's still not the same. It's not the same product. I watch basketball because, I mean, a lot of the time that's all that's on.
Look, there's too many games. That's why you get so many blowouts. Some of the travel is ridiculous. And I think the best regular season basketball we saw was the lockout shortened year, because you had fewer games and they were more meaningful. But you know, this isn't any different. It's been this way. They're winning more games. To me, it makes the games they lose more compelling and more interesting. So it is a big deal when you go in there and beat them. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
I think there's too many teams, but they're never going to contract.
No.
They should.
Bryce says Greeny is a Knicks fan. Okay. I know he covered the Bulls for years, so I just assumed. So
I mean, that's even more telling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep cheering for the Knicks. It's ruining their the Warriors are ruining the Knicks' chances of
Carmelo Anthony's ruining basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to talk about who's ruining basketball?
The toothbrush thing was done on Horrible Bosses too. That guy was just copying it. The fetish is BS. I did not see Horrible Bosses 2.
I didn't either. So. I didn't see Horrible Bosses 1.
I did, but it was not worth me wanting to see number 2, but thank you. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN. So anyway, I'll get this started and just give you a few names off the bottom here. Coming in at number 20 all time, Warren Moon.
Who put this list together?
USA Today.
Okay.
So I'm giving it some credence.
Okay.
Once again, longevity, team success, stats, talent, playoffs, they ranked them 1 to 10. And then took an average grade. Warren Moon came out as a 7.5, number 20 on the list.
Seems pretty good.
Number 19, Dan Fouts, with a 7.6. His playoff number low, but all his other stuff big.
I feel like, I mean, most of that was before my time watching football.
I watched a lot of Dan Fouts. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks. He belongs on the list.
That's a legit placement?
Yeah. Number 8.
Ahead of Warren Moon?
Yes. I think they're very similar. Warren Moon, both of them were on teams that won a lot of games, got to the playoffs, never won a Super Bowl. I think Fouts was – that Eric Coryell offense is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So I would say Fouts – they're like a point off of each other, but I think those two are in the same conversation.
Okay.
Number 18, Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh, might be too low.
I think it might be. I'm not surprised that he's ahead of those two, but I'm a little surprised he's behind number 17, Kurt Warner.
Yeah, I'd take Roethlisberger over Warner.
All right. At number 16, Troy Aikman.
I'd take Roethlisberger over Aikman, too.
I would, too. At number 15, Jim Kelly.
Man, that's a guy I want to say too low, but no Super Bowls. I mean, otherwise,
But his playoff record.
He's fantastic, but just the Super Bowl, that's... Yeah, keeps him down.
At 14, another current guy, Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
He's only got one Super Bowl. If he wins one more, I mean, he's going to be in that conversation for Yeah, GOAT.
His total grade is 8.1. At 13, Fran Tarkenton. That was
again. That's
I was a kid. I was a kid watching him. I just remember him being able to run. I don't remember much about it otherwise. And they never won a Super Bowl either. So if you're going to take a guy who got the Super Bowls and didn't win, I think I'd put Kelly ahead of Tarkenton. Just me. 12, Terry Bradshaw.
To me, that feels high.
It does.
I wasn't alive for that, but
I was a kid. It was a different era. It was very much like yes. that Cowboys team that was completely loaded, and they were able to keep him together because there was no salary cap. That was the Steelers. Completely loaded. 11, Steve Young.
I want to say too low. I feel like when... I mean, it's tough to argue in hindsight, but Steve Young, at his best, was, to me, as good as anybody ever. And now his... His window wasn't as long as some of these guys.
Right. His longevity rating is a 7, which that's a little higher than it should be, I think, which would have brought his grade down.
But I loved that guy's game. I thought he was fantastic. But
here's what you'll like. For talent, they have him as a 10.
There you go.
And I agree with that. All right, we'll do the top 10 when we come back from break. So... All right.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, we are back, and we'll finish the list. And Peter asked if Warren Moon had played in the NFL instead of the CFL early in his career, would he be top five? I don't know about top five.
You have to win a Super Bowl to be top five.
Yeah, and maybe he would have. I don't know. But he did win a bunch of Grey Cups. Roger Staubach is number 10.
Before my time.
Yeah, and these guys that they have this high... With all due respect, I would have other guys ahead of him, but I mean Roger Staubach. I was a kid growing up. I wanted to be Roger Staubach. I don't know if he was any. I don't know how good he was though. I wasn't able to judge back then. Number 9, Bart Starr. Same thing. His big thing was 5 championships. That's pretty good.
That's good. But 2 of them were, or 3 of them were before the NFL even existed, right?
Yeah. Well, no, the NFL existed. It was before the merger between the NFL and the AFL.
Right. Okay.
So it still counts. Those are championships.
Okay, but not Super Bowls.
No, but it still, at the time, was winning a championship in the top league.
Okay.
Number 8, Dan Marino. 10 Man. For stats, 10 for talent.
Yeah.
I agree with both of those.
It's hard to argue, but no rings.
Number 7, Johnny Unitas.
Again, I don't know.
Played forever. Number 6, John Elway.
That seems too low to me. I know you don't like the guy, but you talk
about
it.
It's not I don't like the guy.
You talk about a great skill set.
10 for talent, 7.5 for stats, for a total grade of 8.7. I think that's about where he belongs.
Okay.
I'm a little surprised that number 5... With the same grade. Actually, they both have the same grade. So, John Elway is tied for the 5th spot with Drew Brees.
Oh, wow.
Here's what they say. His numbers, 9, 8, 10, 8, 8.5. Stats is a 10. I get that. He says, it's criminal that Brees has never won an MVP award. He's never played with great receivers and had only a few seasons with a competent defense, but still manages to drag the Saints near the 500 mark every year. At least he has a ring and will go down as one of the most prolific passers in league history. 2 points higher at number 4, Brett Favre, 8.9. I think people rank him way too high.
I think so too. I think he was like a I think he's a super talented dude, but I think his stats are what they are because he just played forever.
Yeah.
So in this case, like I don't know what his numbers are for longevity and stats, but
10 and 9.
They kind of play into each other.
Yeah, and see, they gave him a 10 for talent. I don't think he was as talented
as I don't think so either.
I honestly
They give him what'd they give John Elway for talent?
10.
Okay, good.
But
if you think Brett Favre has the same talent level as John Elway and Dan Marino.
Yeah, that's where I would quarrel with this because I thought he would be closer to 8 or 9, and if you take 2 points off, then that drops him to where I think he belongs, which is down there with the Troy Aikmans.
Well, you know 16. who the top 3 are. I'm curious the order.
Well, at number 3, Peyton Manning.
Okay.
With a 10-9, 10-9, 7.5 for playoffs. Seems fair.
It does seem fair.
But again, I thought he had more talent than Brett Favre.
I do too.
9.1 is his total grade. At number two.
What's that second nine for?
Team success.
Oh, okay. That's about right.
Longevity, team success, stats, talent, playoffs. Here's Joe Montana's numbers for number two. 9.5, 10.
I would say team success would be higher for Peyton. He could be a 10 if you're going to if you have a separate stat line for playoffs. Yeah,
that's a 9. That's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's true.
But number two, Montana, 9.5, 10, 8.5, 8.5, 10 for playoffs for a 9.3.
That second 8.5, you said, is that it's the talent?
Yeah. See, to me, again, Joe Montana, very similar to Brett Favre in talent. That's what Brett Favre's talent number should be, not a 10.
Yeah. I think Joe Montana was great. I think there are guys that were better, but maybe not guys who better fit the system that they were in than Joe Montana, other than the guy that you're about to say who is in the perfect situation.
The one thing I'll say about Montana and why I'm totally fine with him being number two on this list, in the 49ers were nothing until he got there. And everybody says, well, he had Jerry Rice. Well, no, not at first. He had guys like Ronaldo Nehemiah and Dwight Clark.
Yeah.
And he made that team better. And
he and Bill Walsh were the perfect pair.
They were, just like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Brady's grade comes out as 9.4.
I would bet his lowest number is probably talent.
It is.
Which I wouldn't argue against. Like, I'd say that of the stats that you've been, like the five categories, that's probably the lowest for him. But the rest are all great.
Yeah, so here's his numbers. 10. 10 for team success.
Yep.
9.5 for stats. I'd almost give him a 10. I mean, the guy, you know, 8 for talent, 9.5 for playoffs.
It's hard to argue. How many points did he beat Joe Montana by?
1.1. He had 9.4 to Montana's 9.3. And he's not done. His talent's not going to go any higher, but his stats could. He could pick up another 0.5 for stats. And, I'm okay with these rankings.
If he wins another Super Bowl, I mean, you give him another one for playoffs, right?
He's already got a 10 for playoffs.
Oh, then you said 9.5.
Oh, 9.5, you're right, yeah. You give him another 10. So, yeah, he could still get better. I'm okay with...
I'm not going to argue. I've never been a Tom Brady fan. I've never been a Patriots fan. But Tom Brady's the best. I mean, there's no... However you feel about, you know, I don't like that guy. I wish he'd lose. Trust me, I wish Tom Brady would lose all the time, but he's the best.
I agree. I have no problem with the top three in that order, which it's a pretty amazing that we had two of them for so long at the top of their games in the same era.
Yeah.
Brett Favre too high for me.
Brett Favre too high. Elway too low.
I would flip-flop Elway and Favre. In fact, I would drop Favre below. I'm sorry. I know he didn't win a title. Dan Marino, better than Brett Favre.
Okay. I mean, Brett Favre only won one ring, right?
Yeah.
I honestly think Brett Favre... I think Aaron Rodgers is better than Brett Favre.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe I'm crazy, but...
No, because Aaron Rodgers takes care of the ball.
But Aaron Rodgers, I guess the difference is Aaron Rodgers hasn't played as long. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers plays 4 or 5 more years... But, I mean, Brett Favre did the Craig Biggio thing... Where he hung around until he was just trash. And they basically said, all right, it's time to go, bro.
The second stint with the Vikings was too much.
Right.
Because I thought he was done when he was with the Jets. And then he goes to the Vikings, damn near gets him to the Super Bowl in the Saints year, and comes back for one more. And that
was too many.
That was one too many. But I always thought he made too many negative plays for me to consider him that great. But that's just me. I think maybe top 10, but boy, 4 is just way too high. And just as pure passers, I've never seen a better one than Dan Marino with his quick release, his ability to get the, it's another guy who took a team.
His arm was stupid.
And that really wasn't that talented. And he made all those receivers better. Yep. He made everyone around him better. It just so happened that the only Super Bowl he got to, he ran into. And some of the guys like him and like Dan Fouts, in that era, there's no salary cap. So you had a handful of teams that were just fantastic year in, year out that you had to go through. And in his case, he ran to the 49ers, which were, you know, terrific at the time. And you go back even farther, Raiders, Steelers, there was the Cowboys. There were just a small group of teams that were very, very good. Vikings, even though they didn't win it. It's just hard to that Dolphins. The Dolphins were terrific for several years there, and they were able to stay good because the reality is you could sign whoever you wanted, and they didn't pay him that much anyway back then.
Did you mention Jeff George on that top 20 list?
Jeff George did not make that list.
That's too bad. It's his birthday today. That would have been a nice honor.
Is it?
49 years old, Jeff George.
Well,
you could throw a football over that mountain.
There's a mountain?
Over the mountain.
Oh. Like a, the mountain, not just a mountain.
Just any old mountain.
Oh, okay. Just saying, Jeff George. That was a guy, one of many, who clearly had the talent to be an NFL star and just head case.
Yep.
Just couldn't do the mental end of it. Because that guy, I remember when he came out, they were comparing his release to Marino's because he got rid of the ball so fast. And if you watched him, he had the exact same quick release. He just got rid of the ball so fast. He just never really knew where it was going and wasn't very accurate. Other than that, he was pretty good. All right. Well, that's your list.
I'm looking at Brett Favre's stats, and he was an interception machine. And of his 19 full seasons as a starter, how many seasons do you think he threw less than 15 interceptions?
Hold on. Are you Brett Favre?
Yeah.
Oh, 15. That's it. I mean, I would imagine not very many. That's a pretty baseline for him.
Didn't that year with the Vikings he had
seven.
Yeah, he had a pretty good year.
Excluding his rookie year with Atlanta, he's had five seasons of the 19 where he threw less than 15 interceptions. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers has thrown 15 interceptions zero times in his career and has double-digit interceptions twice.
Yeah, I just don't get the Brett Favre's better than Aaron Rodgers thing. They have the same amount of Super Bowls. Aaron Rodgers is just he's a more complete player.
So Aaron Rodgers' interception percentage rate is 1.6, and Brett Favre's is at 3.3 through their career.
Now, I never quite understood the love for Brett Favre.
I think it's because he was a country boy that everybody liked.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of the day, you look at the numbers. If you look at all-time touchdowns and things like that, it's almost every measurable statistic is either him, Marino, or Manning.
Yeah.
But the difference is those other two guys were just great all-around players, and Favre was, I don't know, I don't want to crap on Brett Favre. He's a great player, but he's just not those guys.
I just don't think he belongs on that list.
Yeah, and it sucks.
He belongs on the list, just not at number four.
No.
Number four is absurd.
And it sucks that Aaron Rodgers got kind of a late start to his career.
Yeah. Because he had to sit behind a guy who was throwing 15 interceptions a year.
Lamont says, which player is more shocking that they didn't win a ring, Dan Marino or Charles Barkley? I'll go with Marino.
I think so, too. Yeah. Because I think you could honestly argue Dan Marino is the most talented quarterback that's ever played. Like, if you were going to build a robot quarterback, it'd probably be like Dan Marino. But, you know, it's a team game.
So when Aaron Rodgers was a rookie, Brett Favre threw 29 picks.
Oh, my God.
And then it went 18-15, and then that's when they kind of booted him out.
281 says, Montana number one, 4-0 in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's okay.
That's the only argument you have for him, I think.
I'll take the guy who got to a couple more Super Bowls on top of it.
Yeah, and frankly, I had Montana number one on my list forever. And
I used to.
Brady's better.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time for a little Hoffman on Hollywood. People still worked up over this list, by the way.
Well, I think that's a list. There's too much to debate, Fred, unfortunately. Let's start with news so big that even Jong was aware of it. And I don't know how legit this is. Therese Owens had it on his website, but it said, rumors are that Kim Kardashian cheated on Kanye West with an Oakland Raiders player. And that's part of why Kanye is in this like emotional spiral out of control, why he's such a mess. But we were going over it, who it could possibly be. And John said he hopes it's Derek Carr. But I think Derek Carr is too white. And I don't think he's getting the job done there. So,
okay.
Maybe I shouldn't pick names, but I've got a few in mind.
I have a long shot for you.
Who's your long shot?
I want to hear yours first.
Is your long shot Sebastian Janikowski?
It is not.
Okay. I'm going to go with the favorite, Amari Cooper.
Okay.
Second favorite, Khalil Mack.
Okay.
Third favorite. I don't know.
Shouldn't Michael Crabtree be in there?
That's who
I
was thinking for my
third
favorite.
Seems a little Hollywood.
Favorite. I'll go him third favorite.
All right.
The guy has to be famous.
I'm going to give you a long shot.
She ain't banging a lineman.
That you wouldn't be thinking of because he hasn't played. Alden Smith.
Ooh.
Good one. Yeah, good call, one. Huh?
He is. That's a very good call.
Yeah.
It is a good one. All right. Well, I too hope. I hope it's either Derek Carr or Sebastian Janikowski. But I'd be happy just finding out. I want to know. I have to know. I feel like it's almost the exciting thing that's come out in a while in the Hoffman on Hollywood world. This is something that I'm like, okay, yeah, this is something I can get into if this is legit.
We've got to find out though. We have to find out who it is.
Greg Lake passed away, and a lot of you may not know who Greg Lake is just by name, but Greg Lake was a member of the band Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and the weird thing about that, he died of a battle with Keith Emerson, in a battle with cancer. Keith Emerson and his bandmate died 9 months ago due to a self-inflicted gunshot wound, so two-thirds of the band goes down. Very sad.
2016's not been good for musicians, man, and singer-songwriters and things like that. This has probably been the year where I've actually, there's been deaths that really got to me. Not necessarily this one.
Right.
But like Bowie and Gordie Howe and stuff like that. It's been a weird year for deaths, man.
Greg Lake wrote that song, Lucky Man, and I always liked that song. And they almost, I was hearing a story today that they almost didn't put it on their album.
Really?
I guess like it was too folksy for them. They were like a progressive band.
Yeah, they were.
But they needed one more song to fill out their album, and that's the one they chose. Ends up probably being arguably their biggest hit.
Yeah, and arguably their best song, period.
Yep, and 36 years ago today, John Lennon murdered by Mark David Chapman outside his building in New York City. Chapman sat down, waited calmly, reading a copy of Catcher in the Rye, which is my favorite book, but... Yeah, very very strange, but a very sad story.
If you're crazy, please don't go shoot famous people. Just don't. It's terrible. All right, on that sad note, we're going to wrap it up. Great job by John Lee today. A really good job by A.J. Hoffman. That was okay. Not great. We'll be back tomorrow. One more day to the week. Do all our NFL tomorrow, RJ Bell. Till then, stay sporty, bitches. We've been through. I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you want to get me back and you going to show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.